From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Congressional Super Committee has until tonight to unveil its plan for trimming $1.2 trillion from the deficit. The problem is, at this hour, it appears there is no plan, and we're not expecting one. NPR's Tamara Keith joins us from the Capitol. And Tamara, what's been happening today? Has the committee actually met today?
Not the whole committee. There have been some meetings, and at one point, seven members, a bipartisan group, were all in Senator John Kerry's office. And word is that he had some sort of a last-minute idea, possibly about taxes. At around 1:30, the three Republicans who had been in there left the room. They walked out. They had no comment. They looked sort of emotionally neutral, not happy, not angry. And then about 30 minutes later, Democrats left, and they said they were still working hard and still talking about different ideas, but they didn't give any specifics. And, you know, it's not really clear whether there's some sort of huge last-minute strides happening, or if they're just working to the end to be able to say that they're working to the end. We've heard that the two co-chairs, the Republican and Democrat, will release a statement one way or another at some point.
Well, assuming the committee does fail to reach agreement, will any single sticking point get a bipartisan share of the blame?
I think that taxes will definitely get a bipartisan share of the blame. And they sort of see the tax issue from different sides, obviously. It's a little bit like religion when you start talking about taxes. But specifically, the Republicans want to extend the Bush-era tax cuts permanently, and they'd even like to see the rates come down even more. And Democrats want those cuts to expire for the wealthiest Americans, and that would contribute greatly to deficit reduction. There was also talk about entitlement reforms. Democrats insist they were willing to make cuts, even if their constituents don't want those cuts, but only if Republicans would agree on tax changes. And it became sort of a chicken and egg situation. And there, I've been told there just wasn't enough trust between the two sides to ever truly lay their cards on the table.
Tamara, the law creating this super committee also created an enforcement mechanism, which goes by the Congressionalese name of sequester. Automatic spending cuts would take effect if Congress failed to come up with its own cuts. When does that actually begin now?
That would set we'd be set to take effect starting in 2013, and it would happen over a decade. But there's a long time between now and 2013, a long time for Congress to rewrite the rules, to change the makeup of the cuts. And, you know, another thing happens at the start of 2013. Those Bush-era tax cuts are supposed to expire. So it's possible that there could be more pressure later in 2012 that could create some sort of a grand deal that couldn't happen now. But who knows?
Now, it was assumed that if the super committee actually reached a deal, this big deal would also take care of a couple of other pressing issues that are small only by comparison to a grand bargain. And they would include unemployment benefits and President Obama's payroll tax cut. Now that there isn't a bigger deal, what happens with those?
Let's just say we're going to have a very busy December, or at least we could if they can come to some sort of an agreement on those things. It's basically Congress is going to be under a lot of pressure to act.
Okay. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith speaking with us from Capitol Hill.